My first coach was my dad. Definitely both on and off the field. Just the things he taught me, just a lifetime of memories and experience. And, something I just hope to pass down to my kids and just to be as good as dad as he was.
When I was in Pop Warner, basically the whole staff was my dad and all of his good friends who were my uncles. And so I guess you could say it would be my dad, and that was my first coach, and he continues to push me today.
My first coach was my dad. He coached me football, basketball, and even before I was in organized sports, he was just coaching me up. Great motivational speaker. He kind of got me right and really got my knowledge of the game. That's how I got it from.
My first coach was my dad, still to this day, he tries to coach me. So, growing up, playing a lot of football, he was my coach for, I want to say, the first 3 years of my football career.
So my first coach was my dad. Obviously, he, got me playing sports, baseball, hockey, soccer when I was about 3 years old, introducing me to really everything, every sport possible, and he's probably one of my best coaches. I still listen to him now.
First coach was my dad. He was tough on me. He was real hard on me. He taught me how to be disciplined. He taught me how to, play football, how to catch a football, how to tackle. And I think he did a good job at it. Made it to the NFL, and I hope he's proud of it.
Biggest piece of advice that my dad has ever given to me is don't forget how you got there. Remember where you came from. Remember who you are. And that still sticks to me, even from back when we were when I was real young and he was coaching me up to now. And I'm in the pro living my dreams. I still have to remember how I got here and where I came from.
I think the most valuable thing that my dad has ever taught me is just continue to work hard and stay humble. No matter what you do in life, whether a doctor or might be a fireman or a football player, just go to work every day, love what you do, have some passion for it.